One seed Bandits come to Gillette. Gillette rivalry on the pitch tonight. And standout Bolt softball player signs letter of intent. I'm Chris Brenta with your sports. The Wyoming Mustangs will take on the unbeaten Sioux City Bandits Saturday night at Camp Lex. Let's scout the Bandits. Sioux City is 5-0 through the season with big wins over Omaha, Billings, and Salina. The Bandits are led in by quarterback and arena veteran Lorenzo Brown Jr. Lorenzo has 12 touchdowns and just one interception so far. Mustang assistant coach Kerry Lachlan says this team does not beat themselves, and it all starts with their quarterback.
Don't beat themselves. They have a veteran quarterback that's very good. He understands indoor game. They have a good offensive line that hustles downfield and blocks. They have a good running back and some great receivers that they throw to. On the defensive side, they have a defensive end that's equal to, if not better, than the group we just saw. They play together. They play smart. And they're well coached, like I said before. You have to beat them. They're not going to beat themselves. And the good thing about it, they're coming in our venue, and I think we'll be ready for them.
The Bandits also have weapons outside, led by former Oklahoma State Cowboy receiver Brandon Shepherd and former Iowa Hawkeye speedster Damon Powell. Kickoff Saturday night is set for 7:05 at Camplex. The game can be heard on 93.3 The Legend, online at BasinsRadio.com, and on the Basin Radio Network app. Tonight on the pitch, the Gillette rivalry will commence as the number one Thunder Basin Bolt girls soccer team will take on the Campbell County Camels. Campbell County is 3-8-2 on the year, 2-7 in league action. Number one Thunder Basin continues to ball as the Bolt girls are 11-0 overall on the year. Game time this evening is set for 5 at Campbell County High School. In the second game of the soccer doubleheader in Gillette, the Thunder Basin boys will face Gillette. The Camels are coming off a big upset win over fourth-ranked Sheridan Tuesday. 5-6 Campbell County has won 3 straight matches. Thunder Basin is 5-5-2 on the year overall and 4-4 in conference play. Game time is set for 7:05. Thunder Basin Bolt softball standout Logan Brown has signed a national letter of intent to play college ball at Bismarck State. So far this year, Logan is hitting .458. With 2 homers and 23 runs batted in. Those are some gaudy numbers. Thunder Basin is 17-2 on the year overall, 7-2 in conference play after sweeping Gillette on Tuesday. That's sports on the Basin Radio Network.